Blog Talk Radio.
Live Insights Radio presents Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. Siege is a Wicca high priest, spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, and crystal ball reader. To talk with Siege, call in at 646-595-3440. And now, let's step together through the looking glass.
Well, good evening, one and all. This is Siege. I'm Reverend Gary C. Heron. Everybody calls me Siege, so please do call me that. And this is Crystal Readings by Siege. We're going to go beyond tonight with some of your popcorn readings, and I'm going to take questions over the phone. So please gather around and tell your friends to call in at the number. That number, again, is 646-595-3440. If you'd like to have a real quick reading, I'm going to do one question readings only, and we're going to kick off the show here just in a few minutes. But I'd like to introduce my producer, Mr. Iggy Garcia. Are you there, Iggy?
I'm here, Gary. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic tonight. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of readings tonight and
awesome.
Seeing what's out there beyond the scopes of this time reality.
I'm ready.
Okay, folks. Well, callers, call in, and please keep your questions simple, and we'll try and get as many callers in as we possibly can. So, Iggy, if you want to send the first one through, we'll get started here.
Okay, we'll spin the wheel. Here we go. All right.
Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Siege. My name is Wendy. Very nice to speak with you.
Nice to talk to you, Wendy. It's a pleasure. Where are you from?
Sacramento, California. I set the alarm on my phone to speak with you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, how nice. That's cool. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, Siege, I had a long bout of unemployment. I'm 65, and I need to work another 4 years to up my Social Security. I finally got a job through a temp agency for Centene Health Net, and there's a possibility that it might become permanent.
Okay.
And I've been working in that job for 1 week now, and I am so fatigued. There's a transportation issue, and I told my staffing person that I would love to accept this opportunity with the understanding that I cannot start sooner than 7 a.m., but hopefully even later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's only 2 weeks of training, so that'll be the second week this week, and I'm going to email my boss, his name is James, and I'm going to let him know, you know, in a very nice way that I had expressed that I need a shift, the latest possible shift, which hopefully would be the 8:30 shift.
Right.
If they want me to come in before 7, then the party's over. I cannot work there.
Right.
On the other side of the coin, Siege, I tested for the city of Sacramento on Friday. Mm-hmm. Don't know the results yet, but I feel really good about it.
Okay.
And that would be a 311 operator. Mm-hmm. And I would be an employee but be on probation for a year. So I want longevity and comfort. What do you think, Siege?
Okay, what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing you talking to people, and I think what it boils down to, it's kind of complicated on their end. It's not so much on your end. You know what you want, okay? But getting them to come around and see your point of view, how you can be a most effective employee, is the real crux of the matter. Now, I'm seeing you in the ball here, and you're talking to these people, and it's almost like you need to use the power of persuasion to get what you want. Now, after you've mm-hmm. done it once, twice, three times, you know, you're out if they're not going to cooperate, if they're not going to at least come halfway with you, okay? I mean, in every business, there's always give and take. But if you find out and you feel in your gut that they're not working with you, then by all means, go on to the other job, okay? I think in the long run, you're going to be happy. There's lots of color out ahead of you. There's lots of good things coming. But like you said, you need the job of comfort for the long term. And I'm thinking the other one, the other one that you mentioned, the last one, is the better of the two, because I don't see them cooperating with you quite as much in this, the first one that you mentioned.
That would be the City of Sacramento for 311 operator.
Yeah.
Well, then that would mean that hopefully I pass the test. They would interview me and then hire me.
Yeah.
So did I pass the test? Will I get that interview with the city?
Yeah, I see you talking to somebody. It's like talking to a man, okay? And then it's beyond that, and there's a lot of, it's like a lot of joy. There's a lot of color in the ball. There's a big area there where it almost stands out, like a lot of joy coming to you, okay?
Oh,
I think you want to get what you want, but it's almost, you have to sort of step up to the plate, be assertive, and use your power of persuasion, okay? Let yourself shine, Wendy. Let yourself shine.
What was that?
Let yourself shine.
Oh, I will. So are you saying that they will give me, HealthNet won't give me a shift that's later in the day?
I don't think they're going to cooperate with you. I think it's the second one that you mentioned.
Okay. Well, yeah. I hope that the city comes through. And would the city keep me for 4 years?
Okay. It goes into the ball quite a ways. It wraps around. So this joy thing, it's like I think you're going to experience for quite some time. So don't doubt it. Okay, just run with it as long as you possibly can. But I think my feeling is it's going to run for a while. All right?
All right. And do you
I hope I've helped you, Wendy.
Okay. My little silver heart ring is missing.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope you find it.
I do, too.
All right. Good evening, Wendy. I hope I helped you.
All right.
Nice lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, Gary, it's also for our callers who are listening to the show, Gary also does readings off the air, too, so maybe you can give them some information where they can find you.
Sure. Anybody that has any questions, you can see all my list of services at www.shamanwitch.com. And my phone number's on there, my address, the whole nine yards. I'm very transparent. And if you have any questions, be sure to just email me and let me know what your questions are. And there's a whole list of different things that I do, from hypnosis to shamanic journeys to tarot and crystal ball readings, public speaking. I do a lot of variety of different things, and I try to empower and strengthen people out there in the world, okay, through my gifts that I have from spirit. So that's what I do. So please check out the website, www.shamanwitch.com.
Awesome.
So you went to I heard that you went through a big drum circle this afternoon, Iggy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I facilitate drum circles, so I decided that because it's springtime, it's time to knock the rust off of us and get ourselves out in the nice, you know, sunny sunshine and fresh air. And so we drummed. We gathered. There must have been 70, 80 people there.
Is that
it was
right?
Pretty nice.
Wow. Good.
Yeah, we had this group who came in who was doing laughing yoga. They wanted to join us, and they started dancing, and we laughed with them. Their yoga style was amazing.
Laughter
it was a blast.
Is good medicine.
Oh, absolutely. It was just an amazing, amazing time.
Good,
it was fun.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time. And I'm sure there was a mirth and reverence thing there. I'm sure there was a spiritual side to that, to all that, too.
Yeah, yeah. There's, you know how that is. There's always a spiritual side.
Yep.
It's all spiritual.
It is, really, when you get right down to it. Everything is spiritual because everything that you see out in front of your eyes there, the materialism of this physical world, really came from beyond, okay, from the spiritual, you know, and came down through individuals to be created on this physical plane, you know, this earth plane. And so it's very, very intriguing when you start thinking about those things. It's like, wow, it really is all spiritual. Anybody that goes hiking or takes nature walks or whatever will tell you nature is therapy, and just being out there, you know, you can feel the energy of the planet, you know, get fresh air and sunshine and really commune with nature. It's perfect.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
And drumming is nice, too, on a nice sunny day.
It was really nice, you know. When I made the event, I looked on the account, you know, now that we have computers and stuff and we can look on our cell phones, we can kind of forecast what's going to be a good day. That's kind of how I scheduled it. So Saturday. I was going to do it Saturday, and it said rain, so I said, okay, we're doing it Sunday. It all worked out exactly how it was supposed to be.
Super. Sweet. Sweet. Okay, is another caller there?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right, let's jump into another call.
Spin the wheel.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hey, Siege. This is Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm fantastic. How are you tonight?
Doing well. Doing well.
Good, good. Where are you from, Mike?
I'm in California.
California? Okay. What's your question tonight?
The question is starting a new job. It's a brand new restaurant. And they're just finishing up. Management believes we have orientation on Tuesday, and then management believes the final approval should be Thursday or Friday. Do you kind of see that happening, or maybe another delay or two?
Okay. Let me take a breath here. I want to really get down for this question. I'm turning the ball in my hands here, and I'm breathing. Okay, Mike, what I'm seeing here is like a playing field. It's a level playing field. And as it becomes more level, then people will be able to move around a lot more. There's some things that need to fall down and some things that need to be built up. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, in the sense of that they're...
Yeah, within the company?
Yeah, it's a brand new they've got multiple locations, but this location is brand new, so they're just finishing up the details of construction.
Yeah, what it's almost like what doesn't work, you need to kick out right away, and then what does work, and then go beyond that, okay? Really focus on that as you tidy up all the loose ends of this, okay?
Well, that could mean usually most restaurants overstaff. Mm-hmm. So those, you know, then you just kind of, those who can't hang,
mm-hmm.
You send packing, and then that gives more responsibility to those who,
exactly.
You know,
you get a core group there going. You get a core group that really works as a team.
Correct.
Yep. And that's what I'm seeing is that's the leveling of the playing field in order to move about quicker. Okay. So what isn't working, that's kind of like you just said, you know, let some of those people go, unfortunately, or just sort of wean them off or whatever so that you get a good core group that really works good. I see, you know, beyond that, everything is crystal clear going out into the ball. But once you get past that leveling of the playing field and everything, I don't see any troubles on the horizon whatsoever for this venture. Okay, it's smooth sailing.
Do you see with the that time frame that it's, no more delays, because obviously with any type of construction,
within the next month or two, okay, it'll all be settled. It's coming fast.
Because
times are fast.
Yeah, they're anticipating opening 2 days after they get the approval, so maybe, you know, end of this week, first part of next.
That could be. I mean, I'm just seeing by next month or month and a half or so, everything is going to be smooth sailing beyond that.
Okay.
I hope I helped
you,
Mike.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Alrighty.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in. Blessed be. Okay.
All
it's
right.
Not too often that I get to read for men, so it's kind of
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Once
in a while, I get lucky and I'll have a bunch of guys come in and do readings, and it really kind of shakes everything up because for some reason it's like the ladies always gravitate towards the tarot readers and whatever, you know, and it's okay, you know, that's cool and everything, but sometimes you like to see men's perspective, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we have another caller?
Sure. Here we go.
Okay. Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Siege. This is Nancy from California.
Hi, Nancy.
California.
What's going on tonight out in California? I'm getting three calls in a row from California. It's wonderful.
Wow. Yeah, I wonder why. Anyway.
Well, tell me what your question is, Nancy. How can I help you?
Sure. Well, I'm studying different modalities, courses, and meeting different groups of people in energy healing and metaphysics, and I was curious if you see me applying any of these skills in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Take a breath here. I can say pretty profoundly as I'm looking at the ball right here, what's past is past, and there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming up for you in all different veins. I would say definitely in the metaphysical, it's going to pull in other avenues off of that. If you have a particular interest in any one subject under the heading of the occult or metaphysics or whatever, by all means, pursue that. But I think there's going to be a lot of different things that you're going to be shown here coming up. I'm seeing a dragon, okay, in the middle of the ball, and he's like right on top of you, and he's very white. His wings are spread. He looks off into the future. There's an inclusion in the ball that I call the blood inclusion, okay, because it sort of looks like a river of blood there a little bit, and it's right over his head. And as he looks in the future, it's almost like you're going to have to be strong. There might be a fight come on of your will against God's will kind of thing, okay? You're going to have to understand what you're doing there yourself and within your ego, okay? And when you come to terms with that as you're looking off into the future, then that's where your wisdom will take over, because you'll realize that it's not an ego thing that you're doing. It's a spiritual thing. And it's something that you can not only help yourself greatly, but then help other people around you, and very authentically, okay? It's no BS time, okay? But there may be a little bit of pain right at the beginning as you get on this journey. But once you do, then you're going to see all sorts of different avenues, okay, especially the ones that really interest you.
Okay, great. That certainly feeds the thought, so thank you.
Yeah, don't let, doubt and things like that come into play very much, because those are the things that will make you really feel bad, okay, as far as the ego goes and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Don't doubt.
Okay, great.
I hope it helped you, Nancy.
You did. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Love to see.
Awesome.
Okay. 3 calls in a row from California. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Now maybe we'll get one from New Zealand. let's take a
radio
quick break.
Does go out all over the world.
Yeah,
I'd accept a call from Greenland or Iceland or one of those places.
Yeah, or Sri Lanka. I'm waiting for one from Sri Lanka, but
right?
That would be kind of cool. Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
All right, Iggy.
Okay, we're back.
That was pretty quick.
That stopped pretty fast, didn't it? Let me try this button.
You're listening to withinsightsradio.com.
No, you're listening to Through the Looking Glass Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. We broadcast here every month, the first Sunday of the month. And we're pretty excited because our shows are expanding and, you know, we're having fun with it. And With Insights is growing, and Siege has been a big part of our growth and what we're doing, trying to bring that positive and that, you know, that love to the world. So, Siege, we're glad that you're on with us here on With Insights Radio.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I like doing the show, and I like to talk to the people out there and try and help if I can. Sometimes it might be sound like a little off-the-wall kind of stuff that I'm telling people, but trust me, you know, give it some time and see if it works out. And if it doesn't, hey, I appreciate your feedback, whether it's positive or negative. Get in touch with me. I want your feedback. And call back again and tell your friends to call back again, because the more practice I get, the better I get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can only improve.
That's right. That's right. You can't go backwards.
Like a rubber band, right? Once you stretch, you can't go back to the original form.
Yeah. No, you've
right,
gone too far. You know too much.
Yeah, that's true. Do you ever know too much?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think we ever do know too much.
Yeah, I don't think so. Sometimes we think we do, but
we know just as not enough to make us dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dangerous. I like that.
So,
all
is
right,
there another caller?
Yeah, let's move on down the line. So just in case, those of you who are calling, 646-595-3440, those of you in the chat room, if you have a question there, let me know. If you want to call in, you can do so. Just send me a little request, and here we go with our caller.
All right. Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hello, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. This is Maria. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona, the area of Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Maria. How are you this evening?
I want to ask you a question.
Okay. Well, tell me what your question is.
I don't know if by mistake or not. The apartment's manager where I live.
Okay.
Signed a lease. I'm on a month-to-month lease.
Okay.
And when I came home Friday, I paid her, and after I came back, 1 hour after I paid her, she asked me to give my keys to her,
right.
And then I went to talk to her. I found on that message, and then I went to talk to her, and she said that she had leased my apartment to somebody.
Oh, really?
And that person was moving by the mid of April. So I said, what? And I want you to tell me what's going on here.
I think from what I'm seeing in the ball, it's almost like she's trying to run roughshod over you. Do you have a contract with her of any kind?
No, because it's a month to month.
Okay. It's almost like an employer, okay, that hires at will. He can fire at will. And I'm sure there might be some kind of legal thing that you could possibly do if you wanted to take her to small claims court over the whole deal. Do you have canceled checks and stuff like that? Do you have receipts?
No, I pay with a cashier check.
I see.
So I don't
have
anything.
You don't have stubs?
Oh, yes. The bank would have, yeah.
Okay, you need those stubs because that's about your only proof there that you have been paying her all along and all of a sudden you've just been ejected. But as a property owner, you know, she may have something up her sleeve, and this is what I'm seeing, that she's just trying to get you out of there so she can get somebody else in there. She's kind of – what I'm seeing in the ball is someone riding a horse, almost like they're riding a horse right over you. Okay?
And is this – one of my questions would be, is this an opportunity in disguise to move me out of this place because this place is not good anymore for me?
Yeah, that's what I was picking up on a little bit. It's almost like don't discount it because it may be an opportunity for you to move on to something better. At the very least, something different than where you're at right now, okay? But I would strongly recommend that you stand your ground. I see you talking to someone, and you really have to put your brave face on. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of just, okay, I'm going to be assertive. I'm going to look her in the eye, and I'm going to say, so what's going on here? You know, don't be afraid to ask.
I already did.
Confront her a little bit. I'm sorry.
I already did. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if if that person has so bad intentions that something happens that I end up leaving earlier than the end of this month,
uh-huh.
If I have to.
Right. I would have to, like I said, confront her, and then you will know where you stand in all this, okay? You have your receipts if you so desire to see, you know, legally if there's anything that you can do, and I would pursue that a little bit. You can always get free advice from a lawyer, but I would definitely stand your ground, look her in the eye, and say, okay, what are you doing? It may be an opportunity for you to move on. But if there's some kind of evil intent, I'm not picking up on that. It's just that she's running roughshod over you for some reason. It's almost like she wants you out of there so she can move somebody else in. It's as simple as that. And it may be, you know, it could be a friend of a friend that she's doing this for or something like that.
Well, even if that's illegal anyway.
Yeah. And you may want to pursue that. You may want to look into some things like that as long as you got all your receipts. It shows that you have been paying there for a while. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
You have the right to say what's up, you know.
Can I ask you if you see me, if the cards see me moving by the end of the month or moving
after this confrontation, there's not much going on in the ball. It's sort of like you're on your own kind of path, okay, and there's nothing, no obstructions or anything like that, but you got to sort of get beyond this barrier here a little bit, okay, and that's why I say you need to confront her, you need to figure it all out here real quick, and then beyond that, everything smooths out. Okay.
Mm, okay.
All right.
Okay.
I hope
I helped, Maria. Bye. Bye.
Have a nice evening.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
Very
all
good.
Right. That was a nice call. We're moving inland. We're moving in from the West Coast. We're getting into Arizona
yeah,
now.
Are.
We'll be into Kansas.
That's
here
right.
Pretty soon.
Interesting. I'm still waiting for that call from Sri Lanka. I know it's going to come
it'll,
someday.
It'll come. It'll come.
I put it out in the universe.
But, yeah, hey, we're going to be doing a lot of good things this summer. So, you know, y'all keep checking in to With Insights Radio and check out all Iggy Garcia's productions here with all the shows. And you're going to get a lot of clues about things happening in the Ohio region, Midwest region. We'll be throwing things out there, different events, and I'd like to have your input, like to have your participation out there. And like I said, you know, you can always check our website, iggygarcia.com or shamanwitch.com. Check us out, and there will be a lot more information there coming for this summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We have another caller?
All right. Yes, we
okay.
do. Here we go.
All right. Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Christy, and you will not guess where I'm from.
Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka?
Kansas, you just said it.
Oh, Kansas? Okay. It's one of my favorite
that's kind
bands.
Of strange. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, what's going on with you, Christy?
I've got a question about love and romance and relationships.
Love and romance, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like love and
is
romance.
It? My girlfriend of 14 years, just like a month and a half ago, said she needed her space.
Okay.
And I'm kind of wondering if there's somebody else there.
Okay.
She's not really talking.
Okay. Let me take a breath or two here real quick.
Okay.
May I have her name, please?
Maria.
Maria, okay. Well, Christy, I see you, you really wondering what's going on. There's a complicated mind going there. The only thing that what comes to mind when I look at this is the upper two-thirds of the ball are just total inclusions. There's some color around the edges and everything, but nothing. No, it's no party. What that's telling me is there's a lot going on in both of your minds right now, especially hers. Okay, and it's a sorting out that she's trying to do, and it's very personal to her. And as far as there's being someone else, it's boy, I don't see a face in the ball, but you know, I think it might be, you know, I've got wandering eyes. There's some things that appeal to her that she would like to explore. It's not that she doesn't want you anymore. It's just that there's so the smorgasbord's open there, and that's what she's looking at. There's who am I? There's so much out there. What am I doing? You know, taking stock of herself, and she's really doing a lot of pondering right now, and it's causing you to do a lot of pondering too. Who am I? What did I do? Did I do something wrong? What's the chemistry like? So on and so forth. But there's a lot of faces. You're all going forward. You're all right on track as far as your karmic stuff that you're trying to work out, but it's a difficult time right now because there's a lot on both of your minds, especially hers. Is there a masculine figure in her life?
Her call dropped, just in case, but she might be able to still listen, so if you want to finish the read.
Okay. The reason I threw that out, I see a man's face looking forward, too, and there's several ladies' faces going forward. And it's almost like a lot of pondering of taking stock in your life right now. It may continue for a little time as I circle the ball here a little bit. There will be some nice times later on in, as the year progresses here, and it will smooth out. But it's just a difficult time right now as far as figuring yourselves out, you and her. Okay. I hope
okay.
I helped Christy there. I hope she's still listening, and I guess we'll go on to the next caller.
All right. Let's go into a break real quick.
Okay.
So I can gather myself up and gather yourself up. It's going into the next half hour. We hope you're all enjoying the show, because I am.
I am.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You're listening through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege, with Insights Radio Production. We hope you're enjoying the show, because this is an amazing day. Today was a beautiful day, and, you know, Gary's just hitting it, you know, right out of the ballpark today. So, Gary, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Iggy. I appreciate it. Just wanted to let everybody know that you can call in at the number is 646-545-3440. Okay. And if you need to get a hold of us any other way, I'm at www.shamanwitch.com. So just give me a holler out that direction. Okay. Do we have more callers tonight, Iggy?
Yes, we do, sir. Here we go.
All right.
Hi, Siege.
Hi there. Who am
I
talking to?
This is Teresa from California.
Hi, Teresa. Wonderful California tonight. How's the weather out there?
Cali's in the house.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It's perfect.
Good. It always is sunny in California.
Not always. We've had some rain, some heavy rain. But
hey, you know,
it's
that's much needed rain out there, though, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So I have a question. I have been in, it's weird. Ever since I got married, I've been in a financial slump.
Okay.
And I'm struggling. And I'm wondering if I'm going to get out of this slump.
Hmm. Okay.
Almost like it was a bad omen.
It's not a bad thing. It's what it is a breaking in kind of period. And when you get married, okay, you got to think of vibrationally. Okay, now you've come in contact with another person and their vibrations on a continuous basis. Okay, and what
mm-hmm.
that does is kind of mixes up your chemistry there as far as different areas in your life. Okay, you got to remember, you know, to do clothes a certain way or do this a certain way. And what it is there with your finances, okay, is the blending of the two energies, yours and your mate's, isn't conducive, okay? You're going to have to do some sit down, have a cup of coffee, and let's figure this out a little bit, strategy kind of talks, okay? And that's going to ease your stress up a little bit. Okay, it's almost like you're a team of horses, but you're kind of wanting to pull apart a little bit. And it's not of your own, you know, I want to do this. It's just something because of the vibrations going on. Okay, but once you talk this out and sort of get on the same page, to use a cliche, things will start turning out a little bit better for you, and it'll be a little bit rosier. Do it this year. I see you doing a lot of things, but I see you doing it this year, and be cat-like about it, you know, kind of like, okay, I'm going to get this mouse over here, and that mouse is your concern about your finances, stuff like that, okay, this particular issue. Okay, does that make sense?
It's been that I've been helping him financially all this time,
mm-hmm.
so, and it's been a drain, we're not even getting along.
Right. And see, that's where the thing is. It's like he's got to, if he's going to be committed to a relationship, then he has to sort of carry his weight. You know,
yeah,
it takes two
listen.
To tango. And
he
if he
won't
doesn't
even
see
talk.
The hard reality of that, then he's not being very mature as far as this relationship goes. And I wouldn't be, you know, hold back from standing up and saying that, you know, being assertive. That's why I say a cup of coffee and say, hey, I've got some things to talk to you about. Eyeball to
right.
eyeball here. You know, so you may want to try that approach. Now, if you don't get any satisfaction from that, if things don't go better for you, then by all means, you have to go to the next step, which way might be getting angry, getting a big fight. It could be anything. Okay, I don't see that happening, but what I do see you is trying to be cat-like and trying to get this problem figured out. Okay, so things are a lot smoother for you. Stress-wise on that.
Do you think I'll be able to start traveling again? I used to travel, and I miss don't do anything I used to like to do before.
Yeah. This kind of put a monkey wrench in on that because I see a bunch of obstacles for doing that. It's not like you won't go anywhere at all, but I don't see for the immediate, okay, you going on any big trips or traveling a great distance. That might come later, but you're going to have to do some sorting out and letting go before that would happen, okay?
Okay.
And that letting go is, you know, okay, I've gone as far as I'm going to go here. I'm willing to go. Enough is enough, and I see a break off, and you're going on your way, okay? But it may take
right.
you, bit, you know, being tough, you know, tough love.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry to have to say that, but that's what it's showing me in the ball. And you don't need to stress. Who needs the stress? That's what they're telling me. It's like, you know, you need to confront this so you get rid of the stress.
Right. I've kind of resigned myself to some of the burdens that I've had to deal with because
mm-hmm.
I've taken on most of the responsibility,
yeah.
and I just don't care anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's not going to commit to the relationship, he's not going to be mature about it, then I would say it's probably the beginning of the end. But you never know. You know, give him the benefit of the doubt, but you've got to really eyeball to eyeball say, look, this is the way it is. Simple as
right.
this. Yeah. I hope
right.
I helped you there, Teresa.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
All right. Blessed be. I'll say a good prayer for you tonight.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Nice lady.
Yeah, you're just getting all the California people, aren't you?
I am. I must be very popular in California tonight. Hi out there in California.
Be.
If you're ever Ohio way, come and see us.
That's right.
Ohio, I'll tell you what. I'd like to visit California. I've never been past the Mississippi.
Really?
Much. Yeah, just once or twice, and it was almost like over and back, you know. But I've never gone
okay.
out west. And I'd love to see it sometime.
Awesome. Well, you're going to have to make – now you have to do it.
Yeah, now I have to get out to California and start meeting some of these people.
Absolutely. They'd be glad to meet you in person. That'd be awesome.
There you go. All right. Another caller.
All right, let's go. Let's move on the line here.
Good evening, caller. Okay. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hi, this is Julie from California.
Hi, Julie. Another California woman.
Yeah. I'm kind of looking for a general reading.
Okay. Let me take a couple breaths here and get into trance a little bit. We'll get down, and we'll see what the ball has to say. Okay, Julie, are you in the center of some kind of activity going on right now?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. The reason I say that is because I see you right in the center there. You're a very bright light right in the center. Okay, and there's a lot of stuff going on around you. Okay.
What kind of stuff?
Well, it's like usually when I see a lot of inclusions, it's almost like thinking and messages and communication and just people and rushing back and forth and everything. And it's all, the whole ball is filled up, all the sides, the whole thing. There's a lot of inclusions in the ball, which tells me a lot of activity, a lot of energy going on. But you are right in the middle of it all, okay? And like I said, this is like a little bright, dazzling little light down there. Okay, so that's why I ask is if you were in the midst of, you know, like planning a big party or, you know, people were looking at you or anything like that, or there's a, you know, you got, you're multitasking, anything like that going on?
Well, I hope so.
Okay, I see a lot of color in the balls, which tells me that there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of happiness and things, and it's coming from the right-hand corner, which I call the future, okay? There's been stuff that you've already gone through that have been joyful, but not as much as you're going to see this coming spring and summer. You're going to see a lot of bounty in front of you, okay, that you are willing to partake if you so choose, okay? Keep your ego in check. Have fun. Don't kill yourself, okay? But beyond that, I don't see anything happen. Once you get past this kind of the rest of this year, which is like mind-blowing as far as fun and activity and things, then like over the wintertime it kind of smooths out and just you're kind of laid back after that. But, it's like party, but don't party so hardy that you hurt yourself.
So does that mean there's positive change going to happen?
Yeah, I would say with all that color, I would say, yeah, there's positive change coming. Lots of it, too. Just lots of
it.
A lot of activities going on. It's almost like the world is your oyster kind of thing. You know, you can have whatever you choose to go, whichever direction. And then, like I said, after the season, the spring, summer, into fall and everything, it sort of drops off and it's just sort of like it's rest time. It may be a time to go into introspection after that.
Okay.
In the winter months. Winter months, I'm meaning, like from November on, through to March and through the next year. Okay. But for the time being, I'm sorry?
A lot of activity now and through spring?
Yeah, spring and summer. Yeah, coming up for you. And you're right in the center of it all. You still remain, as I'm turning the ball here, you still remain in the center of it all. So that's why I say, whatever you want to do, if you want to go to concerts, if you want to go out to dinner with friends, whatever, okay, just go ahead and do it. Don't kill yourself, but just have a good time and enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Allow people to take you places. Hey, I hear you guys went to a band concert or something like that. Take me next time. Are you going again? Can I tag along? Those kinds of things. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, invite yourself.
Good.
I hope I helped you there, Julie.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Very good.
Okay. Iggy, do you get into stones at all? I think maybe I asked you this question once before.
I usually don't get stoned.
Well, I was thinking of stones as in semi-precious stones, like quartz crystal and malachite.
I actually do. Actually, I have like the extensive collection of amethyst stones.
Mm-hmm.
I like the rough amethyst, the ones that are kind of just chipped off the other crystals off the quartz.
Uh-huh.
And then I like the jasper stones and the turquoise. And then I like the copper balls, these copper balls that I use for readings. And I also have crystal balls, too. I have several crystal balls. So, yeah, you have to come over sometime. We'll have to play and just hang out.
There's so many stones out there that have properties that people say, they just poo-poo that away. But I'm here to tell you, if you hang with these stones for a while, you'll feel the effects of them, okay, whatever they may be. You might say, I need money, Lux, so get some malachite, okay, or some jade. Mm-hmm. It's a green stone, I have a stone of choice. It's called Numite that I use all the time, and it's a very powerful stone. It works on dimensional stuff and everything. It's black, but it's got iridescence in it. And, it's got different properties. So every stone out there has its qualities. And, I urge people to look into stones, okay? Get one for yourself. Have a pet rock and see what kind of effects it has on you as you go through your day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we got no more callers?
Sure. Here we go.
Okay. Good evening, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hi there. This is Jane. From
Hi, Jane. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well.
Good. Where are you coming from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada? Okay.
Yeah.
We left
going
the country.
Up north now. Is that next to Sri Lanka?
No, not. Not at all.
Oh, dang. Okay. Oh, well. I was hoping for Iggy's sake, it was from Sri Lanka. Okay, Jane, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I feel as though my manager is being very unfair with me, and also my former manager who looks after the scheduling.
Okay.
I've been working at this company for a very long time and dealing with a lot of setbacks. And is there anyone in particular that's blocking me from opportunities?
Okay.
Like, what can you pick up? Like, is there some kind of discrimination or something going on?
Mm-hmm. As I look into the ball, I don't see anything. Any one person that's doing anything, it's the times and it's the circumstances that are going within. And what I'm seeing here is just like, I don't know if you heard the one of the conversations before, I said to this guy it was a level playing field. Well, the field that I'm seeing here in this particular view is very rocky. Okay, it's a difficult time in this society right now, and it's a difficult time that you may be going through with this. Okay, as far as this business goes, there's no one person blocking you. Okay, it's just a difficult time. I'm looking off into this. It may continue for a little time, Jane. I'm sorry to say, as I'm looking around, it may continue for a little time. But I think what it is I'm seeing all of a sudden an angel up above, and he's sort of sitting there kind of patiently waiting on you. And it's almost like if you can get through across this field of this rough time, then I'm sitting here waiting for you, and I'm going to take your hand, and we'll go on from there, okay? And then there's other adventures beyond that, okay? Nothing serious or anything, just different events after that. But it's almost like this angel sitting there waiting for you to get tough, hang tough, and get across this field so that she can help you. And when I say she, it's almost like a he-she kind of angel. I'm not seeing any particular thing, but it's just, you know, it's kind of, she's sitting there with her arms folded just like she's waiting on you. She's looking right at you as you go across.
Waiting for me to leave and move on to something new.
Pardon me?
Is she waiting for me to leave this company and move on to something new?
It could be. Or, you know, it's just like, okay, are you going to get, you know, it's almost like they're seeing what are you going to do? Okay, are you going to quit, or are you going to get tough and get across this, or, you know, do your expanse, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like one or the two, okay? I don't see anything ending. I really don't see anything ending. I see this field that you've got to get through. So, and it isn't much further, okay, but it's like it's a ways. It's this field that you've got to get across. And it may be for you to sort of you know, like I said, hang tough, okay? Get tough and so you can get across there so she can help you.
Okay, because I noticed even with the scheduling, you know, it's like there's something, like this one manager is not being fair with the scheduling. And I don't know if someone requested that he put me on the later shift on a particular, like on a Saturday, for instance, when I'm scheduled to work.
Right.
I'm being put on a later shift, 11 to 7, the latest shift, not in... There are new people getting the earlier shifts, and I did ask one time, can I get
earlier
shifts?
Did you ever ask
shift?
Him about that, why he did that?
Well, I asked, and he put me one time, and then from then on, he sent an email saying that, oh, I have to put people on the later shift, but I don't see that happening. I see, you know, the new people getting early shifts, and so there's something, and I don't know if it has to do with a male, the team lead that works my weekend.
Uh-huh.
That he requested I be put on the later shift.
I'm not sure either. There's no indication of that. Nobody's standing there. Okay, it's just I would have to be assertive. You know, I've been saying that all night, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's kind of the sign of the times with especially with women and their male bosses and stuff. You have to be assertive and stand up to them and at least ask the question and expect an answer. Expect an answer, and if it's not right, okay, if it's not going to smooth out, then you may have to force the issue and go ahead and quit. But it's like this guardian angel is waiting for you over there to see, she's like seeing what you're going to do, okay? And that's what you have to concentrate on is this guardian angel, okay? Don't focus on the situation that you're in. Focus on the guardian angel because that's your way out. Does that make sense?
All right. Very good.
Okay. Did I lose her or? Okay.
I'm here. You didn't lose me. I think we lost her, but it happens sometimes.
All right.
All right. That's.
Well, it looks like we got around 10 minutes here, so is there another caller or two? Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to see who's been here on the longest. There's a tie right here. Okay, here we go.
Good evening,
Hello.
Caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Good evening. Talking to Anna. Good
Hi,
evening.
Anna.
Thanks.
Where
Thanks
are you
for
from?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Where
I'm
are you
from?
I'm from
New York.
Where at?
New York.
Oh, New York. Okay.
Yeah.
East Coast.
All right. What can I do for you tonight, Anna?
Yeah, my question is about a new job, and do you see it paying well?
Okay. Let me look here. Wow. You know, Anna, I see deep down at like the other side of the ball, okay, there's this big, bright patch. This is one of the brightest patches I've seen in a long time. And it's like, wow. And out ahead of it is a lot of, like, a bubble of color. And, yes, I do see you going to work. You're going to be almost like star material. It's almost like the light is shining right on you. It might bring a lot of things to light about you. And what's out ahead of you is this big bubble of color. And it's almost like you can want to reach out and just grab it, okay? But it's, for the time being, observe it, okay? Just worry about yourself, but observe what the potentiality of things to come, okay? But you're working on yourself right now, and you're making yourself shine. It almost is like you have to do everything that you can in order to, when you walk into a room, everybody turns their head. And it's not your looks or anything like that. It's just your energy. It's your vibration. Your presence, okay, when you walk into a room, and that's what you're working on. And when you do that, then here comes this big bubble of color out ahead of you, almost like I can grab this apple. I can grab this brass ring. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what you're working on. Your magic is you right now, and you're working on that. And believe me, when you do that, then you're going to shine. And I'll have to be perfectly honest with you. I've never seen so much brightness down deep in the ball like I am in seeing this. It's a pretty rare occasion. Okay, so I'm pretty solid about that. When you're working on you, that's when you shine and you put that out in front of you. And it's almost like you can grab the brass ring at any time the rest of your life. Beyond that, I'm looking around the side of the ball. And later on in your life, there's a possibility of you coming into a great deal of wealth, okay? And bank on that. Bank it, that wealth. Turn it into investments and stuff that are solid, but definitely bank on that. The color tones down deep in that, it says to me a great deal of wealth and joy out of that, but you got to work the plan.
But what about, like, to this job? Does it pay well? Am I
going to
be happy?
Oh, yeah. It's the whole ball of wax.
Oh,
it's the
okay.
whole ball of wax. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I'm not trying to just say this, for something to hear, but I have never seen the ball so bright there, and it's about working on you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Hope I helped you, Anna.
Thank you. Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nice lady from New York. I'm getting across the country.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to try one more?
Sure, I do.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Hello there, caller. You're on the air. This is Peach.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Where are you from?
Florida.
Florida. Wow, I'm going down south now. We're getting close to Sri Lanka.
We're getting closer.
Yep, closer and closer. What's going on down in Florida tonight, Stacy?
It's hot and miserable.
Hot and miserable?
Yeah, I was just watering my poor plants outside.
Well, that's good. You care for the earth. That's good.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you tonight? What's your question?
Can I have a general? Because I have a lot of crazy stuff going on. So
all right.
I just need to see,
Okay. Let me take a breath or two here. Sort of calmed my mind here a little bit, getting in trance. Okay, Stacy, I'm seeing things kind of cloudy right now. There's, like you said, there's a lot of things going on. It's kind of, you're in a position where you're not sure exactly where you want to go. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's almost like, I'm in a fog and I don't know how to get out of this. And what's out ahead of you is a lot of inclusions in the ball. What I mean by that, a lot of cracks and crevices in deep inside the ball. Some of them have color in areas, some don't, but it gets real thick. And that's telling me there's going to be a lot of thinking going on with you coming up here in the short next while. Have you thought about going into education at all?
To go back to school.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because when you do that, okay, it's going to be higher mind, and it may last a while. It's almost like a block of time. And I would say, you know, 2 years minimum, but more like four, okay? And beyond that, it's crystal clear. Okay, so I would highly recommend you going back to some kind of schooling, whether it's a vocational school, college, whatever your interest is. Make sure it's something that you really are passionate about, you really love doing. And once
right.
you get out the other side, it's going to be smooth sailing.
Okay. Okay.
Now, as far as the education goes, okay, it per se, I'm looking to see if there's a topic here that you may, you know, I'm going to see if there's something they're going to tell me about the topic. Do you like business kind of stuff? When I say business, I mean working with numbers.
Right.
Okay. Because there is an element of numbers that you're going to have to know with this. But it's not all work, you know, nose to the grindstone kind of thing. There are fun times in mixed in with it. But it's like you're following your passion here. There's a certain amount of math that you're going to have to do in conjunction with the other things that you're doing. Okay. And I'm not seeing anything specific, okay, other than the numbers thing.
Okay.
Okay. I would definitely say go back to school as for as long as it takes. Like I said, it looks like a block of about 4 years.
And mm-hmm.
Once you, okay.
Right. That's yeah. right.
So, and beyond that, like I said, it's clear sailing way down deep into the ball. You know, it's like you can go anywhere in the world after that. World your oyster after that. So, you know, it's like, okay, here's just for instance, if you were to get into medicine or some sort, okay, you could follow that and learn a certain amount of math, but you're also going to be doing a certain lot of health care things, you know, therapy, stuff along those lines, okay? And that's just a for instance, okay? You may like cooking, okay? You're going to have to know your measurements when you go to cook, okay? So you'll have to know your numbers, but at the same time, you're going to be cooking and you're having lots of fun cooking, you see. Okay, so it's not all nose to the grindstone kind of thing. Does that make sense to you there, Stacy?
All right.
All right. You gone?
She's in the universe somewhere.
Okay, all right. All right, well, there went an hour. Real quick, Diggy.
Yeah, your closing statement.
All right. My closing statement tonight for everybody out there is be kind to one another. Take some time. Step back a little bit. So, sometimes we get all caught up in life and everything, and we forget to be kind to the person down the street, the guy trimming his hedges, or, you know, the kid down the street that's maybe looking for a job mowing lawns. Just be a little kind to people this coming month. And I'll see you next, the first Sunday of next month. We'll have another session with Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. And
absolutely.
I'm going to sign off out there, Biggie.
All right, my friend. Sounds good. And we'll see you next month, Gary. And thank you very much, like always.
Yep.
Be well, my friend.
Absolutely. Be well, Iggy.
All righty. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in through the Looking Glass. Crystal Ball Readings with Siege and Gary C. Heron. He'll be back next month, at the first Sunday of the month. Tomorrow, our show, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe with David, Iggy, and Adriana. We'll have our show where we give readings. We have a holistic forum. We share. We talk. We talk about the things that are on our minds and our heart. So tune in to that show tomorrow. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And if you want more information about Gary, visit shamanwitch.com or look for him on Facebook as well. So with that, I want to say good night. Have a good evening, folks, and be well.